Hello, good morning, angels, and welcome back to Morning Ray. I'm your host, Lan or Lana. I'm so sorry my voice is so raspy right now, and I want to apologize if you hear any background noise. I noticed when I was editing Friday's episode, the mic was still picking up on the cars passing by. I'm not in my normal space where I'm recording, so unfortunately, I can't really do anything about it. You kind of hear it from all areas of the apartment. So I apologize for any background noise. I will try to cut out or edit it in any sort of way to minimize it. As for my voice, I still have a bit of a cough, so it does sound a little raspy. So I apologize for that. Or maybe you like the sound of my voice like this, but hopefully next episode it will sound much better. It's currently Friday, November 24th when I'm recording this. I hope you all had a lovely Thanksgiving and Black Friday and long weekend if you celebrate. Thanksgiving is so different in Canada. Like, it's not to the extent that it is here. It was so silent in California yesterday, I guess, because a lot of people aren't from here that live here. So everyone was back at home. But it was just definitely interesting to experience as someone traveling here. But anyways, let's get into my current faves. My current faves are currently sitting in a cafe and doing work, which I'm actually going to do after I'm done recording this episode and I'm ready for the day. Going to bed early. Ever since I've been sick, I've been going to bed a lot earlier, and I've been trying to fix my sleep schedule for so long, and I feel like I have finally done it. So doing that has been such a joy. I went to bed at 9 p.m. last night, like 9:30, and it was honestly really nice. And then I woke up at 7 and I felt good. How many hours of sleep is that? I feel like it's 8, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30. 6:30, 7:30, like 9.5 hours-ish, which is really nice. I feel really energized, and I feel like this hopefully will help my cough go away sooner because I'm resting. But going to bed early has been really nice, and I've been back on my YouTube kick. I've been watching a lot of YouTube. I was watching a lot of Olivia Jade videos last night. I caught up on Paige Lorenz, Peyton Sardin. Those are kind of my favorites right now. JC Marie. So really been back into YouTube. I feel like I'm the type of girl that shifts back and forth from either being obsessed with Netflix and binging a show or like Amazon Prime or like something with TV, or I'm obsessed with YouTube and I'm only watching YouTube and I'm just constantly waiting for new YouTube videos from the people that I watch to come out, or I'm just so in my reading zone. Actually, I'm going to bring a book with me to a cafe today. Maybe I'll also read once I'm done editing the podcast episode, but I'm definitely in my YouTube era right now. The book I'm reading right now, however, is the second book in the Magnolia Park series, and I've been having a bit of a difficulty getting back into reading and into this book, I think because it's been a while since I've read Magnolia Parks, like the first one. So goal for today is to kind of get into it, but I also want to explore a little bit. But it is Black Friday, so I feel like shopping areas are going to be really chaotic. The plan is to go to Alfred's. I haven't been to Alfred's yet. Yesterday I went to Verve and Lululand and Jane's at the Bev Glen Center, but I'm going to Alfred's. You guys know I love Alfred's. I'm gonna pick up beans while I'm there. I'll get probably 2 bags of beans. My bag was pretty full when I was traveling here, so gotta be a little careful with that. But I'm gonna pick up my beans. We're gonna sit at a cafe. It's a beautiful sunny day in California. The sun has been reviving me. The warm weather. I'm probably gonna sit outside doing my work on the little patio. But I'm really excited to go do that. But today's episode, as you can tell by the title, is all about your health and wellness rituals when traveling, whether you're on a solo trip or in a city like myself, like in LA or New York or like any other city, or whether you're going on a tropical vacation getaway to a resort in Mexico or something, or someplace warm, or maybe you're just home for the holidays and you're at your parents' house or a family friend's house, or maybe, I don't know what else you could be doing. Maybe you're at your like beach house
in Florida or LA or something. I don't know. But it's all the different situations and how you can kind of balance your mindset, your workouts, your diet, or like healthy eating, overall routine, and honestly, conversations with family. I know holidays and family time can be tough, and sometimes they're asking you about like your career and what you want to be doing or how school is or if you have a boyfriend yet or stuff like that. So, or maybe they're commenting on your weight or your body or your eating habits. So I just want to help give you some responses and ways that you can approach these conversations with your loved ones that don't spark a fight and are still from a really respectful place and can kind of just help set your boundaries and make you feel a bit more comfortable going into Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever holidays you're celebrating. Maybe I should have done this before Thanksgiving because you would have had this for Thanksgiving, but nonetheless, just like navigating those conversations and situations with family. It can be tough, it can be difficult, and how to kind of just keep in good spirits and keep a good relationship with yourself and with your loved ones. So let's start off with mindset when traveling. As much as I love traveling, I am a bit of an anxious traveler. I need to feel grounded in my new situation, in my new surroundings, whether it's in a hotel room, if I'm staying with a friend, whatever it is. I really need to feel grounded. Otherwise, my anxiety is going to be through the roof. That's just something I've learned about myself. And so I'm sure I'm not alone in this. I find being present really helps also just be present, be open-minded to new experiences and things, and giving myself grace and flexibility with my routine. I think a lot of the anxiety stems from the unknown and then like wanting control, and you don't always get all the control that you want when you're on a vacation because sometimes things are kind of just out of your control, for lack of better words. But just try to find some sort of flexibility with your routine, and I'll talk about routines a bit more a bit later into the episode, but just be open-minded to new experiences and things. Try to get excited about the unknown, whether the plan is scheduled out to a T, get excited about those activities and things that you know you have coming. If it's a bit more of a loose, go with the flow sort of thing, kind of embrace that. Be open to trying new cuisines, new experiences, new things, and just figure out what the best ways there are to ground yourself. So for me, it's setting up my things like in the bathroom and kind of making like nesting in whatever space I'm in, like making myself feel at home in that room, in that hotel, in that place where I'm staying, and try to figure out like what works best for me. If I need to have a little bit of a routine and time to myself in the morning, then making sure I get to do that and whatnot. Okay, workouts. I feel like this is something that I get asked a lot, and it's something that I probably used to struggle with a bit when it came to travel and vacation and whatnot. So I'm going to share with you what I do depending on the type of travel that I'm doing in terms of my workout. So if I'm at a resort, like say it's like an all-inclusive resort in Mexico, that's usually where my family vacations, I usually like to do a little light workout in the morning, like 30 minutes to an hour at the gym, if there's a gym at the resort. If not, or in addition to, I like to walk by the water on the beach. Usually we stay by like on the water. So I'll go either by myself or I'll go with my mom or my sibling or whatever, go walk by the water on the beach. It's a really nice walk. It's more challenging than walking on like a flat surface or even a run. I heard running on the sand is really good. It's a really good workout. You can even like bring a little towel and do a little workout on the sand if you wanted to, but just light movement in the morning, and then I can go and enjoy the rest of my day. Doesn't have to be every day, can be a few times, doesn't have to be something super intense. You can literally just like walk on the treadmill or do some squats or a little bit of like strength workout, but nothing like too intense. Obviously, like your workouts while you're on vacation don't have to be as intense or as consistent as your workout routine would be at home, but just being a little mindful, having a little mindful movement that you can do while away is always nice. If I'm in a city, I love to find workout classes that I've been wanting to do in that city and book them in the morning if I have time with my schedule, because obviously I feel like you do things later on in the day and your family, I feel like, I don't know. My family is like an early riser, but we don't really do anything until like later, 11. So like I have the morning to kind of just do my own thing. And even with my friends, like I feel like we like doing workouts and things. So we'll schedule a few things in, but obviously sometimes the schedule doesn't allow for that and you just want a chill morning where you go and walk and get a coffee sort of thing. And that can just be your movement in itself. But like, for example, like I'm in LA this week, as you guys know, because I've said it a million one times, but there's workout classes that I love doing when I'm here, like Heated Room. And I tried out Forma Pilates yesterday and I've done Hot Pilates, and like there's so many different workout classes that are only available here. So I've scheduled a few in too.
If you've been listening for the pod for a while, you would know that I'm on a mission to learn another language, and that is why I have been using Rosetta Stone. They are one of the most trusted language learning programs available on both desktop and as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. They are a trusted expert for learning languages for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages being offered, everything from Spanish, French, Italian, German, Chinese, Japanese. It also has fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone really immerses you in so many ways. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's very intuitive. You pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences, and it's really designed for long-term retention. You're not just going to learn something and then forget it if you're not constantly practicing. What I love is they also have the built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. So it's like having a personal trainer for your accent, and you can make sure that you're pronouncing everything as you should. It's very convenient, and it has amazing value with a lifetime membership to all 25 languages. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Morning Ray listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Thank you, Rosetta Stone, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up with your springtime goals. No fuss meals, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. I've heard such amazing things about Factor from my friends, and I've been so excited to try it. Head to factormeals.com/Alana50 and use code Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code Alana50 at factormeals.com/Alana50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Thank you, Factor, for sponsoring today's episode of Morning Ray.
My workout routine. But like today, like I was going to go on a run, but I still have a cough, so I'm not going to run, and I'm just going to get movement in by walking to wherever I want to go. And that's my movement. It's my rest day. And it is what it is. If you are at a family home, a vacation home, and maybe you're not really in a city or have access to like a full gym, you can go on walks, runs. You can go on these alone or with your family or whoever you're traveling with. You can do at-home workouts that are body weight, like from Form or the Pilates class, or even on YouTube. There might be workout classes like studios and stuff nearby that you can look at and book if you have the time. But I also think sometimes it's okay to take a break from your workout routine. Maybe you only work out once. Maybe your only sort of form of movement while traveling is just walks. And that is so okay. Overall, I typically work out less than normal when traveling, but I try to find some sort of consistency or try to be active by walking a lot if possible, just because I know that keeps me in a really good headspace and a good mentality. And I know that when I work out, I feel so much better. If it works in your schedule, it works. But I don't want you to be bending over backwards to make it work and taking away from the trip itself and removing yourself from social activities with the people you are traveling with just so that you can work out every day. It's okay if you do that like once or twice, depending obviously on the length of the trip, and to each their own. But I really do think we travel to experience new things, and it's okay if our schedule and our routine changes a bit while we're away. But I just want to give some little tips and tricks as to how to fit these things in while away and to maintain consistency and balance. Diet, healthy eating. I always love to follow the 80-20 rule. 80% whatever you decide is healthy and 20% indulgence. On vacation, I try to eat intuitively. It's okay to indulge and to quote unquote eat outside of your normal while on vacation. Food is not just nutrition or fuel. It's also for the soul. Listen to your hunger cues. I feel like, especially as a Jew, at Shabbat dinners or holiday dinners, there's a lot of food and you can feel the pressure to eat more than normal and to kind of overconsume. So really just like eat slowly, listen to your hunger cues. You can always go back for seconds or thirds or fourths. Stop eating once you're full. Eat only what you actually like. Like, don't just grab things because you feel pressured to. Obviously, you can try things out, but if you don't like something, don't continue to eat it. You won't feel good. And you can choose, like maybe you make healthy choices for your breakfast and then lunch and dinner, you indulge a little bit and have something more indulgent. But don't stress. Don't get obsessive over it. It is what it is. You're not going to suddenly gain weight from having ice cream and treats and things like that on your vacation. It takes a lot more than that. So you'll get back to your regular routine and your choices once you get home. It's really not worth it to get so obsessive over it. I've been there. It ruins the vacation. It takes the fun out of it. It takes the joy out of trying new foods and going to fun restaurants and having good food. Like, when you're away, I don't know if your family is like this or if you're like this when you travel, but I love to eat well and I love to try really good restaurants and to have the full experience and to not make any modifications so that it's healthier or whatever. Obviously, if you have allergies or sensitivities, can't have dairy, can't have gluten, whatever. But I really just try to take it all in 100% and to really enjoy what I'm there for. And if my weight changes, if I feel bloated, if I feel puffy, whatever, it's not the end of the world. It really isn't. And I always travel with, I love the Array bloat pills. Digestive enzymes are always there to help. It will pass. Those feelings will pass of feeling overly full or a little bloated. But the memories are worth so much more. Eat the chocolate cake. Go for the late night ice cream run. Go for drinks. Have fun. Have the late night pizza. Like, it's all worth it. Everything in moderation. Like, I'm truly a true believer of everything in moderation. And when I'm on vacation, when I'm traveling, I do like to indulge more and to really get the full experience. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And it's okay if you want that and you shouldn't be scared of that. I think having a healthy relationship with food and fitness has really allowed me to enjoy my travels so much more and has allowed me to really love it so much more, and I'm able to be so much more present and less in my head obsessing over, I don't even want to say these things because I don't want anyone to get any ideas, but just like obsessing over food and fitness and my body image and things like that. It's just not worth it. Overall routine. Your routine is probably going to be a little different than it is at home, and that is okay. I love to establish a mini routine in my new environment. I always find this helps to ground me. It helps make me feel calm. It manages my anxiety. Remember what your non-negotiables are for your routine at home and see if they fit into what you're doing while you're away, if they fit into what you're up to while you're traveling. And it's okay if they don't. Don't beat yourself up if this routine looks and feels different than your typical routine. Make a new mini routine that works for you. Enjoy your travels and your holiday, and it is so worth it being present and changing things up. You'll get back into your routine once you're home. There's no reason to stress or to worry or to get in a hissy fit about this. You travel for a reason. You travel to experience something new, something different. So do that. Do that. And even if it is just a visit home, there are like far bigger reasons as to why you are home for the holidays. It's for family time. It's to spend the holidays together, to spend time together. And you're not going to break if you fall out of routine a little bit, or your workouts and your normal routine with your eating and your routines and everything kind of go on the back burner a bit. Conversations with family. You can feel like you have to answer every single question and you have to give in to like whatever comments they make, but you don't. You don't have to answer every single question you get asked or reply to every single comment directed towards you. You are allowed to set boundaries. You are allowed to remind your family to respect them. If you have to do it multiple times, just be polite about it. Explain your reason why. They may not get it entirely. Responses that you can give are, I'd rather not talk about this. I would prefer if we talked about something else. I will bring this up if I'd like to discuss this. I would prefer if you didn't comment on XYZ. I know a lot of the times comments on our dating lives, on what we plan to do with our lives, how school is doing, what career path we want to do, how is work doing? Are we seeing anyone? Oh, you've put on some weight, or you lost weight, or you look really good, or how come you're not eating that? Or like so many comments that are just not necessary get asked, and it's okay. It happens, but you have every little bit and ounce of control in this conversation, but also learn to pick your battles. Pick and decide what's worth fighting or standing up against for. You can also just like answer these in a way that doesn't really give much to them and kind of keeps your privacy. You also don't have to know the answer to all these questions, especially if you're in your early 20s or maybe your late 20s or whatever stage, or if you're in high school, whatever it is. It is okay if you don't know the answer to these questions. Like, I don't know. I don't know entirely what I want to do with my life. Like, even when people ask me what I do for a job, it is so hard to explain what I do for a living to someone that is older, that is like in their 40s and up. They just don't really understand social media for the majority. They don't really understand how influencers work and how they make money. It is complicated. Even people my age don't even fully understand it. It's really this abnormal thing, and that's okay. And I also don't know about my dating life. My dating life is so up in the air. It's really interesting. So don't feel the pressure to answer every single comment or question that gets sent towards you. It's okay if you don't know the answers to these things, and after having been asked these questions or have these comments directed towards you, to just be really unsure or to be questioning things or to be going down a spiral, it's really not worth it. They're just trying to show interest in your life at the end of the day and to show that they care. And don't take it too personally. It's not worth it. They just love you and want to show interest in your life. And also remember the way that you respond and how they might feel if you respond in a really attitude way or in a mean way or a harsh way. Be nice. Treat other people like you would want to be treated. Take the higher round, higher route. And yeah, but that's my little episode for today. Short and sweet. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sorry if there's any background noise. I'm really, really sorry if there is. But I love you guys so much, and we'll chat soon. Bye, guys.